On a sunny Sunday afternoon, when most other 14-year-old boys would be mowing grass to make a little extra spending money, Holden Wilder was running the first annual Wilder Wiffleball Classic. The event, a fundraiser for Holy Cross Anglican School in San Mateo, Belize, was planned and put on by Holden on Sunday, August 7th, at Forsyth County's Joint Venture Park at Davies Creek. Holden's story begins nearly 6 months ago with a missed opportunity to participate in Wesleyan School's 8th grade mission trip, where he's now a freshman because of travel baseball.
We were going to Belize for spring break, and my parents and my grandparents decided that they wanted to do something like that would help people in Belize. So we were looking for things to do, and my grandparents actually came across the school.
The school educates students from preschool through 8th grade and is located in one of Belize's poorest neighborhoods, San Mateo. The school's website says that at one time, the neighborhood won the, quote, dubious honor of being recognized as the most at-risk community in all of Belize. It educates about 440 students in total, but also offers school supplies, clothing, toys, and scholarships to children in need. This requires the school to rely largely on donations of supplies and money.
They needed, like, books and stuff, and we were going to bring some bags, toys, and, like, school supplies and some soccer jerseys, some soccer balls.
But although Holden had never met the children, he thought his family could do more.
I also made a lot of money off of, like, selling my old clothes on eBay. And so we were like, let's just sponsor a kid for a year.
For $450, which is how much it costs to sponsor a child for a year, the school not only educates and provides the student with textbooks, but also feeds him or her two hot meals per day, as well as offering dental care. So, armed with a check in hand, the family went to Belize on a trip that exceeded their expectations.
The school was not very, it's not like a very nice school, but what they're doing for these kids and what they're doing for the high schoolers, it's just wonderful, you know?
Holden could tell the school wasn't very well funded, though. So, after just one visit, he and his family set out to help.
And all the people there were super, super sweet, super nice, and they were doing everything for the right reasons, and you could tell they really had the kids in mind. So we kind of fell in love with the place, and we decided that we were going to do something to help them out.
The family brainstormed ways to raise money, but it was Holden's aunt who actually had the idea for a wiffle ball tournament.
There was my aunt who said that we could have a wiffle ball tournament because our family loves to play wiffle ball. We all love baseball. And so I was like, yeah, that's actually a really, really good idea. We could get a lot of people on a lot of different teams and a lot of different people with my friends and family.
With help from family and friends, and of course the Forsyth County Parks and Recreation, Holden was able to reserve Joint Venture Park for the day. The event was a success.
It was just kind of hard, like, getting everything set up, like the teams and stuff. But overall, the project went really, really smoothly.
Holden says he would hold the event again.
I had a lot of people tell me how great the idea was and how if I did it again, they would totally come out and support. And then I also had a lot of people tell me that they wish they had come out and supported and they had come out and played and come and visited.
Still, Holden estimates around 120 people came to the tournament, raising more than $2,000 for the school. With the money, he'll be able to sponsor 4 to 5 children for the next year and hopefully visit them on his next trip to Belize.
Hopefully we will go back, but we don't know if we're going to send the check to them or if we're going to bring it to them when we go back.
If all goes according to plan, Holden heads back to Belize in April. That'll give him a chance to see what his money has done. From Forsyth County News, I'm Isabel Hughes.